Nowhere is the dreamer or the misfit so alone. Oh, those lyrics. Those lyrics are from a track I'm playing from a 1982 album entitled Signals. And the track is a track called Subdivisions. And back in 1982, 83, I was a 15-year-old boy who was a misfit and a dreamer. And those lyrics meant everything to me. The song meant an awful lot to me. The band meant a lot to me. And I say meant a lot, they spoke my language. The lyrics spoke my language. The language of a 15-year-old boy living in suburbia, a dreamer, someone who didn't fit in, someone who's a bit of a geek, a bit of an outsider, a bit of a nerd in some ways. And I just looked at the world in a totally different way to everybody else, it seems. I didn't want to go into corporate. I didn't want to go into banking. These were all the... It was a sort of idea when I was leaving school that we should head for the blue-collar work and work in the local council offices or work for an estate agent or... I don't know. My God, I couldn't think of anything more depressive. I could have killed myself there and then if I thought that was all there was. And listening to this track, it just summed up everything for me of how I felt. A dreamer and a misfit, so alone in the world at that time. And I can listen back to that track, which I've just done, and I feel the same emotions. I feel the same as I did 35 years ago, when I first, 34, 35 years ago, when I first heard this track. And it's a track I will certainly take with me on a desert island, if I had a choice of a few tracks. Just to keep me grounded, keep me sane. It kept me sane. Other people understood what I was going through. Other people knew that there was more to life than suburbia, more to life than corporate, more to life than capitalism, more to life than conformity. We could be a dreamer. We could be a misfit. We had to find our way.